We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Bigby Coffee. It isn't Bigby without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
And we are back for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show here at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. And good to be with you. For some reason, my speakers aren't working. But we'll persevere and carry on as we come to you from Frickers. No football coach tonight. Coach Leffler and the team, of course, are in their game before, or day before the game routine. And we didn't anticipate that that would be a conflict when we made the schedule. But it indeed is. He's unable to make it tonight. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because we're going to go with basketball and hockey tonight. So we're going to get started with Coach Michael Huger joining us to talk hoops. Coach, good to be with you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming out.
Well, first of all, your team is coming off a unique experience on what day was that? We did the school day game.
School day was Friday.
Friday, yes. Friday morning. Friday morning was a unique experience, and you and I talked before the game about setting that up, and it seemed to me that you were genuine in your enthusiasm for it. It wasn't just coach speak and playing along. It was a good time, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. For 4 years now, I've been watching that game go on. I watched women's volleyball do the game. I watched women's basketball do the game several times, And we had an opportunity to get involved with the game this year because of a conflict in scheduling with volleyball and women's basketball. And they came to me and asked, you know, will we be able to do that game on Friday, November 15th at 11 a.m.? And I said, yeah, if Fairmont is willing to change that date and everything, we can do it. And Fairmont was able to change the date for us and the time, and we were able to get it done. So I was very excited. I mean, to see that for 4 years, I'm in my office and I hear the crowd, the kids yelling from my office, and I'm going in to see what's going on, and it's them. So I was like, oh, I would love to do something like this. And the opportunity presented itself, and, you know, we took full advantage of it.
Well, as you look back on it and you got the reaction from the guys, how did the players react to it?
Oh, the players were like the kids. They came in singing one of the songs, like the Shark song or something like that. So they came in singing all the songs, and so I had to calm them down a little bit, like, hey, come on now, we got a game to play. You know, you guys are singing the kids' songs and everything, but they had a really good time.
And your team prevailed in that game, and now you're going to move on to an event, the Paradise Jam. We'll talk about that coming up. The win over Fairmont State, 88-66, and this is one of those games that, quote-unquote, you're supposed to win, but for a while looked like you were really going to put them away, and then it sort of slipped back to 15 or 18, and you end up winning by 22. Give us your overall thoughts on the win over Fairmont State.
I thought the guys overall did a really good job defensively. We limit their best scorers and the attempts that they got and the number of shots they were able to get off. So our guys were able to do a good job there. Didn't like our focus for 40 minutes. You know, we had times where we focused extremely well, and then we had times where we weren't as well. And that was the difference in how they were able to come back into the games and were able to kind of stick around a little bit, but we were able to put them away when it was all said and done.
Falcons with an 88-66 win, improved to 3-1 on the campaign as they head to the Paradise Jam. And, Coach, when you look at that game, you got to play a lot of players, which I think is always what you want to do going into a game like that. Did you feel like the minute disbursement was what you wanted?
It was definitely what we wanted going into that game. You never know how a game is going to play itself out and, you know, how close they'll be. But, you know, at the end, we were able to get some guys some minutes. And the biggest benefactor of that was Dylan Swingle and being able to get him some minutes under his belts and get him some conditioning. He was out for quite some time. And right before he got eligible, he just started barely practicing that week. So was able to get him a couple minutes against LSU and a couple against Jacksonville, and that was the thing that sparked him. So this Fairmont game was huge for him because that got him an opportunity to get on the court for, you know, a little bit more extended minutes. He played about 10, 11 minutes in that game, which is huge for him and his conditioning.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about Dylan Swingle and his odyssey, I guess you'd say. He transferred here from Duquesne, and you weren't sure whether he'd be allowed to play this year or if he would have to sit out, as is customary when a player transfers, having to sit out a year. Talk about, you know, as much as you can get into the process and what he did to become eligible.
I mean, the biggest thing was he had to stay patient. You know, that's a hard thing because you don't know whether I'm going to be eligible or not. We were able to put together a waiver and gather a lot of information, and we were able to put that information together and was able to send it into the NCAA. And once they got that information, you know, you never know on how that's going to work out. So we didn't know. We really didn't have a clue on whether I thought from reading the waiver, it was quite good. I said, well, we just have a chance. But I've also been around long enough to know. I've read some waivers that weren't as good and got approved. I read some waivers that were really good, I thought, and didn't get approved. So that's why it's always difficult in that situation. We were fortunate that we were able to put together a really good one, and the NCAA was able to grant him his eligibility. So I'm just extremely happy to have him. I don't really care how we got him as long as we have him and we're able to put him on the court. He's been practicing much better as we go along, and he'll be a big contributor to what we do this year.
Falcons' next game will be Friday night. They'll play Western Kentucky at the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands. We'll talk about that and more BGSU basketball after we take a break. We're at Frickers with the Falcons' Nest Coaches Show on the Falcons Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online, with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah. Deep dish.
No way. A white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No. Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Welcome back into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show here at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will be back in action tomorrow night as they host Ohio. It'll be the final home game of the season for BGSU football, and we'll be on the air with our Medical Mutual pregame show tomorrow night at 6:30 for a 7:30 kickoff. Meanwhile, we'll be in hoops mode at the end of the week as the Falcons head over to the Virgin Islands for the Paradise Jam, talking basketball with head coach Michael Huger here on the program at Frickers. And, Coach, as we look at your team now, three games into the season, three wins and a loss. And when you think about your body of work through four games, just as an overview, what have you been pleased with and what maybe have you not been as happy with through four games?
Through four games, I've been pleased with the defense so far, but never satisfied. Always want more. I think we're doing a great job of communicating on the defensive end. We're rebounding well at times. The biggest thing is looking for that consistency where we can do it night in, night out for the 40 minutes. And, you know, we have lapses where we're very, very good in it, and then we'll fall apart right after that. So just want to stay consistent and get better as we go along. I'm pleased with the offense, to where we've been sharing the ball and turnovers. We haven't turned the ball over, so we were able to get shots pretty much every time down. So we're taking good care of the ball, and that's what I like.
Certainly no disrespect to two of the opponents on your schedule, but two games that you're supposed to win, and then the LSU game, you're visiting a top 25 team, and also on that trip you played Jacksonville and Miami. So those two games, sort of the middle two games of your schedule to this point, were the games against better opposition. If you can take us back to the LSU game, that was a game where you faced a team with a ton of athletes and a really solid squad. What did you like about the LSU game and 88-79 setback?
The thing I like most is the way we competed. We competed from start to finish. We gave ourselves a chance to win that game. At the end, had some opportunities that we could have scored, some free throws that we could have made. But the biggest thing I took away was the offensive rebounds. We gave up 9 offensive rebounds for 14 points. So that was the difference in the game right there. We cut those in half. It's a ball game now, and we're giving ourselves a real opportunity to win that game. But we still had a lot of opportunities, had a 6-point lead with the ball. I mean, a 6-point deficit with the ball and the opportunity to score and cut the lead to 3 or you know, 4. And we just didn't do it, and they were able to capitalize on the other end. But I like the way we competed and played hard, and that shows that we can play with anybody in America if we come to play.
Yeah, LSU had 9 offensive rebounds. They turned them into 12 points. They were highly efficient when they got an offensive rebound. And then later on that trip, you took on Jacksonville, a game that was played in Miami. And, of course, you have many Floridians on the team, and the Miami natives in particular, Dylan Fry and also Marlon Sierra, were able to make that trip and played in front of their family and friends. And that's something you hear about teams doing. They go back to areas where they've recruited kids that maybe come from long distances. Why is that a big deal? I mean, I know a lot of teams do it, so obviously the kids think that it's important when you recruited them that you try to go back to where they're from.
It was something that we talked about once we got the job here of recruiting kids, not only from Ohio, but outside of the area. And if we get kids outside of the area, I like to bring them back home so they'll have that opportunity to play in front of their family and friends. A lot of times the kids that's from the area, the Justin Turners, their families get a chance to see them every game, you know, that they play. Whereas you got guys like Dylan Fry and Marlon Sierra who are further away, that they don't get that opportunity to play in front of family and friends. So I always try to take them back for one game. And it was very difficult to get games this year. You know, when teams think that you're going to be good, they don't really want to play you. And it was difficult to get a game down there. So we kind of had to manufacture a game. Coach Larinaga and Katie Myers, Coach Myers, they were able, gracious enough to allow us to use their facilities down in Miami at the Watsco Center. And, you know, we were able to get Jacksonville. We had a home at home already with Jacksonville and kind of talked to those guys about just doing one game at a neutral site. And once they heard it was down in Miami, they were excited. You know, they didn't have to spend any money. It was a bus drive for them. So it was a lot of fun. And we had a nice crowd, a nice turnout, you know, just for down there with all the guys that I know. And between Dylan Fry and Marlon Sierra's family, we had a nice turnout. And Marlon's family turned it into a soccer game. They were chanting. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was quite a spirited, if somewhat undersized crowd for an arena that holds 8,000 or 9,000. There were a few hundred people there, but pretty much all BG people. That was the other day. It was very one-sided.
It was definitely a home game for us, so I like that.
Definitely. Falcons beat Jacksonville 75-59 and then came back home to beat Fairmont State in the school day game. Coach, as you look at this team now, sure looks like you've got plenty of depth. I mean, especially with Dylan Swingle on board, you've got depth seemingly at every position. That's something you plan on exploiting as we continue here?
Definitely so. You know, the hardest part for me is now playing time, finding enough minutes for those guys. And, you know, no one's ever really satisfied with minutes, but it's my job at the end of the day. You try to play as many guys as you can. We're very deep. We can go a lot of different ways, a lot of different positions. But, you know, those minutes are earned, and once you earn those minutes, you got to keep them. And it's always difficult to do, and most of that is by, you know, playing well. And that's not necessarily scoring. That could be defending. That could be rebounding. It could be any of the things that we're lacking that someone brings, and they earn more playing time. So that's where we are right now, and just trying to get everybody into that rotation and get the rotation right. You know, it's a little difficult when you play certain teams of trying to get everybody in the game and seeing what they can do and knowing what they can do and what they bring to the table. So, you know, it's fun. I mean, I love being in this position where, you know, we're that good that guys are fighting for minutes and opportunities to earn minutes. So it makes practice competitive, and it definitely makes the games competitive.
Now, clearly also some players play okay when they're fatigued. Other guys, you know, they hit a wall and you know you got to get them out. So as you're coaching the game, though, that's one of those things that you really can't monitor ongoing because you're the head coach. You've got your assistants that sort of track when they think a guy might need a blow or we may make a change. That's sort of where you get their advice.
I'm always listening to my assistants and getting their advice, and you know, at the end of the day, I still have to make that decision, but I'm watching the game as well, so I can kind of see when a guy's getting gassed and he's not moving as fast as he once was. And you know, you miss a blockout assignment, you're not sprinting back and on defense, and that's the time where I know I got to get somebody else in, get a fresh body in, and bring that energy back up. And, you know, that's where our bench comes in at, and very important for us, and a big part of what we do is our bench productivity. So guys have been really good coming off the bench.
Let's talk about some of the guys and their roles as really they start to expand in their career. I mean, Justin Turner, Dylan Fry, we get it with them. You know, they pretty much are going to be your leaders. Daquan Plowden is a guy that's got a little more on his plate this year, and it seems like in the first four games, offensively, maybe he's pressing a little bit. But talk about Daquan, his development here.
He's developed very nicely, developed his body, his physicality, athleticism. He's done all of that work, developed his three-point shooting, very, very good three-point shooter right now. It is a little bit of pressure on him. We're losing DiMaggio, and he feels like, hey, I got to pick up that scoring slack that DiMaggio left and that rebounding, which is true, but he can't press on that end and think, I have to score, I got to score. He just has to let the game come to him. And once he relaxes a little bit more on the court, he'll be fine. So it's just taking him a little bit longer, and, you know, I have no worries about Daquan.
Taylor Matos is also sort of stepping into that void left by DiMaggio Wiggins, but literally at his position, at the five, at the post position, and you now have also Dylan Swingle to man that spot too. So I guess having both of them kind of takes the pressure off either one, right? They're sort of a tandem right now?
Yes, they're definitely taking the pressure off of each other. Taylor is rebounding extremely well at a high clip right now. I think probably every 2 minutes and 30 seconds he's getting a rebound, which is huge. That's like top 10 in the country as far as rebounding goes. So he's doing a great job there, and now we have to get the offense down where he's making those, you know, jump hooks and everything that he's getting right there in the paint. So his offense will come along, but defensively I'm pleased of what he's doing, especially on the rebounding, and the same with Swingle. Swingle's doing a much better job rebounding as we go along, and he gets in better shape. He's doing a better job rebounding and scoring down there as well. So between the two of them, you know, I think that they will be able to replace DiMaggio's production. I'm hoping. So far, so good. So we got to continue in that direction.
Well, another player that is new to the team, of course, is going to have an expanded role because he's just now got here as a junior college transfer, Trey Diggs. And I think we've seen already that he's a threat to knock down threes at any time. I mean, he is a shooter, but that's not all he has in his game. Talk about how you envision him fitting in.
Well, Trey can do a little bit of everything. He's able to post up. He has some nice post moves on the block. a very good three-point shooter, averaging double figures for us so far. So that's been good for us. And but he's a very good passer and high IQ kid. So he helps us out in that area. But the thing that people don't realize is how good of a rebounder he is for his position. He rebounds extremely well for his size and positioning. And that's what I see him doing for us. But the biggest thing is being able to knock down threes and spread the floor for the other guards as well to get in there and kick out to him. So I expect him to knock down a lot of threes this year.
And we touched on Marlon Sierra with his family and friends there in Miami. But what about Marlon's role? He's sort of he can play maybe in the post if you, quote unquote, go small. But if you have a post, he's very good at the four spot. Talk about Marlon and how he's going to be fitting into this team.
Marlon's a mismatch problem for opponents. He's too quick for 5 men, so he's able to get a shot off and get around those guys. And he's a little too big for the average four. So he's able to score in a variety of ways. Very good on the low block, can shoot the three. But he's also our best passing big man. I mean, he's a very, very good passer. He sees the court extremely well. He makes the right decisions pretty much every time that he makes a pass. So I've been very pleased with Marlon's play so far.
Coach, we talked about your depth that you look like have this year. Is depth something that helps you more defensively than offensively?
It helps us on both ends, actually. I mean, it definitely helps us more on the defensive end. The more bodies I think you can throw at teams and the different looks that you can give them is always difficult. But then all of them bring a different dynamic to the offensive end, and they all can score in a different way. And we have different packages that we run when we have certain players in the game that I like more than others. And so we'll do a lot of things differently. Depends on who's in the game. So I like having that depth.
And also a returning player for you, Caleb Fields, is still sort of in the same role he was last year in that backcourt as a sort of a third scorer to Justin and Dylan. But his defense, if you had to say you have a stopper or a guy that's going to be on their number one perimeter scorer, that's going to be Caleb, right?
It's definitely Caleb. Caleb is our best perimeter defender. He does a great job of putting pressure on the ball, getting deflections, getting his hands in a lot of stuff. But he's our best talker now that we lost Jeff Uju. Jeff Uju was our best talker last year. I mean, he was all over the place on deep. He was nonstop communication with everybody. And now that's Caleb. Caleb has taken over that role. And for a guy that, you know, was very quiet coming in, he turned into a very nice piece on the defensive end. So I like what he's doing there. But he also improved his scoring. He has the ability to get us in double figures every night, and he can shoot the three extremely well. But he's also a much better ball handling creator than he was last year. So he's improved his game. So I can't wait for him to be able to show you guys what he can do.
Yeah, case in point, Caleb had 17 points, 4 threes in the game at LSU. Coach, before we let you go, let's look ahead to Friday. Again, that's an 8 o'clock tip against Western Kentucky at the Paradise Jam and the Virgin Islands. The Hilltoppers are perennially very good. They're off to a 3-0 start. Give us sort of a schematic on what to look for Friday night.
Friday night, they're very athletic. They move the ball extremely well. Have a big guy inside Bassey who's pretty good scorer on the low block. They can score in a variety of ways, so we have to be prepared for everything that they do. The biggest thing, we got to keep them off the boards. We can't let them get second chance opportunities. We got to do a great job there. Not a great three-point shooting team, but a capable three-point shooting team, so we got to do a good job there of closing them out, and now we got to take away the straight line drives. Defensively, they're a man-to-man team, but they will play some zone as well, a 2-3 zone they'll go into, baseline out of bounds, different things like that. They're going to a 1-3-1 on the sideline, so we're prepared for what they do, and I'm looking forward to an exciting game.
Western Kentucky's defeated Tennessee Tech, Austin Peay, and Eastern Kentucky by an average of 14 points a game to start their season 3-0, and they're averaging 84 points a game. So certainly will be a test on Friday, and then the draw after that depends on whether the Falcons win or lose. All three nights, there'll be three games over a 4-day span. beginning on Friday. Coach, congratulations on the 3-1 start thus far. We look forward to the trip to the Virgin Islands. We'll take off on Wednesday. We thank you for joining us here at Frickers.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger talking hoops. We'll talk hockey next with Coach Ty Agner. Continuing from Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broke with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
We are back on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. We're here at Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football is ready to go tomorrow night. They'll play the Ohio Bobcats with a 7:30 kickoff. We'll have the Medical Mutual pregame show at 6:30. And as such, Coach Leffler unable to make it tonight. So We reached out to the pinch hitter for tonight, and is fresh off that long trip home from Alaska. We appreciate him coming out tonight. Hockey head coach Ty Eigner is with us. Coach, thank you for joining us at Frickers.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be back.
It's always good to be back from Alaska, and good to be back with two wins, and all that's great. But tonight in Toronto, it's a big night for BGSU hockey. What's going on?
Former coach Jerry York, as you know, is being inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is a tremendous honor for a college coach. He's the first and only college hockey coach to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, so it's a tremendous honor for Jerry and his family, and obviously with the connection to Bowling Green State University, it's really cool.
Congratulations to Coach York on his great honor tonight up there in Toronto, and certainly he made his mark here at BGSU, and that's the level that this program is, frankly, right on the cusp of being back to. I know a national championship is sort of that standard, but back in the tournament last year, and now this year trying to stay at the top of the WCHA. Two big wins over the weekend, Coach, as an overview, your trip to Anchorage, 3-1, 3-0, so a successful trip indeed.
Yeah, had we lost either game, I wouldn't have showed up tonight. So. it was a good trip. You really never know what you're going to get, because it's just such a long trip, and you try to plan accordingly and make sure you look at it from every angle, but you really never know what you're going to get until you finally get there. It's a flight from Detroit to Seattle, and then Seattle to Anchorage, and one's 4.5, and then the other one's almost 4. So is there going to be a delay? Is there going to be weather? But all in all, the trip out went well. Just a small delay in Seattle. We sat on the tarmac for a bit, and then the guys had some pizza waiting for us. We went to bed and got after it the next day. Went on a little bus trip and got the guys out of the hotel and had a practice and a nice team meal, and then got ready to go for Friday. So, and we felt like, you know, in past years, the Friday game has been the one where there's some uncertainty. And our start Friday was outstanding. We were ready to go from the drop of the puck and gave Alaska Anchorage all they could handle right away, and probably could have scored 3 or 4 goals in that first period. So really happy with how we started Friday. The second period on Friday was okay, not great. We got away from kind of the things that we'd done in the first period, and then we got back to it in the third. So Friday was great, and get a nice win and feel good about it. And then the challenge, as we talked to the boys about, was the challenge on a weekend like this is now you've won on Friday. Now, the difference between being good and great is that you sweep on Saturday. So that was the challenge.
And your team responded with a 3-0 win on Saturday. Talking about Friday's game, Just less than 3 minutes in, you get a score from Alec Rauhauser. And then in the second period, you spent a lot of time on the power play, but you didn't score a power play goal. But I look on the stat sheet, you had 13 shots on goal on just 3 power plays. So they stoned you there, but you didn't let the frustration get the better of you. You scored 3 goals at even strength anyway. But I'm assuming all that power play time did have some residual effect, though, right?
Exactly. You know, it's like a boxing match. Body blow, body blow, body blow. You know, you spend a bunch of time. As much as I try to convince kids, there aren't many kids that love playing defense and love playing in the defensive zone. They all want to get and play in the offensive zone. So it does take a toll on you when you're continuing to defend and you're spending a bunch of time in your defensive end. So I think over the course of the 6 periods on the weekend, those power play opportunities where we had a bunch of chances certainly did have a cumulative effect. And you know, their goalie made some outstanding saves, and we had some really, really good plays and hit crossbars and hit posts and missed empty nets and stuff. So I thought their goaltender was really good on Friday night. And I thought our power play was really good as well. We just unfortunately didn't convert.
Certainly was active with the 13 shots, as I said, on 3 power play opportunities. So you got to believe that you're getting good looks with those numbers. And speaking of defense, you certainly did a nice job on Friday night. Only 16 shots on goal against goalie Eric Dopp. What was the difference between Friday night and Saturday night when they were able to be a little more active, that being Anchorage?
You know, one of the things we've talked with our group about is that, you know, I think Alaska Anchorage has improved, and they're playing the game the way they want to play it. You know, this is their coaching staff's second year together, and they're playing the game the way they want to play it when they've got 4 years of recruiting, and they're not compromising, they're not... You know, there's no gimmicky defense, or there's no, you know, one-man forecheck. They're trying to play the way they see themselves playing in the future, which I commend them on. But we knew that we would have opportunities to score some goals and get some chances. And I think Friday what we did was play more of the way we wanted to play all weekend. And we really limited their offensive opportunities. We did not spend a bunch of time in our own zone at all on Friday. And when we played that way, we were really a handful for them. And then, the difference between Friday and Saturday, we had a great start against Saturday, and our guys were going. We didn't score early, which we anticipated that Anchorage would come back out Saturday and give us another good effort or give their coaching staff a good effort, because they do play really hard. And, they were the weekend before, they were on the road at Huntsville and took 5 of 6 points. So they played a difficult schedule, and they play really hard. So we not for one second did we think it would be easy on Saturday, and we started out really, really good again. We just didn't score early. We got the late goal, which helped us. And then the second period, they really played well, and I think it's a your earlier comment, Todd, was they got some power play opportunities in the second period, which allowed them to get some confidence and get some zone time and get some opportunities where they felt like, hey, we're playing pretty good here, and if we can bury one, we'll tie this thing up. So credit to Eric Dopp and to our penalty kill. They did a real nice job all weekend, but I think it's a combination of them getting some power play opportunities and then them deciding that they need to do some things a little differently and play a little harder. So it was a good weekend for us to respond to some different scenarios for sure.
Falcons win 3-1 and 3-0. Goalie Eric Dopp, a combined 44 saves and 45 opportunities. And I saw he was named the goaltender of the week for the WCHA. So a good weekend for Eric. And when you look at him, it was pretty much a known commodity coming back, although he was your number two guy before. But you knew what you had in him, and now that he's your number one, obviously this weekend he stood tall for you. Talk about Eric Dopp and where he is right now.
Well, he stood as tall as he can stand. He's 5'10", I think, so he stood all of that anyway. But, no, he was really solid. He's a kid that I've told you before, he prepares the way you want kids to prepare, and he does everything in his power to give himself the best chance for success. So it was great to see Eric have another good weekend, and he's been really solid for the past month, I think, and so to his credit, he's doing what he needs to do, and when we needed him to be good, which we did in the second period, he made some outstanding saves to keep that thing at 1-0, and then we got a couple goals there in the third period. But nice to see Eric play really well and be on top of his game, because the standard for goaltenders around here the last 7-8 years has been really high, and it's great to see Eric continuing to keep that trend going.
Falcon hockey will be home this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. They'll host Lake Superior State in a WCHA series. We'll talk about that and more with hockey coach Ty Agner when we come back to Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at PerrysburgAutoMall.com.
Welcome back into Frickers, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football tomorrow night will be hosting the Ohio Bobcats. Final home game of the year for the Falcons. It'll be a 7:30 kickoff, and we will be on the air at 6:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Also, another football scheduling note, the final game of the season, which is the day after Thanksgiving, has been set for a noon kickoff with the Falcons and the Buffalo Bulls in Buffalo on Black Friday, as they call it. We're talking BGSU hockey right now with head coach Ty Eigner. The Falcons coming off a sweep at Alaska Anchorage, took out the Seawolves, and that followed a split at now number one ranked, I think, Minnesota State, if not one or two. When we look at that trip to Alaska, coach, I don't know if this is customary, but you did have a week off before you went on this trip. As you look back on all your years of taking those trips and before and afters, did it help to have the week off beforehand?
I believe it did. I think you and I talked, Todd, about that situation, and it's a break that came pretty much right in the center of the first semester, and we'd been going at it pretty hard, so I believe it was beneficial for our kids to have some time off. We allowed them, it gave them some freedom to do some different things, and we did some different things in practice knowing that the following week, you know, the game week for Anchorage was going to be a little shorter, and so we practiced Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday that week, and then we tried to get the earliest flight possible that allowed us to practice on Wednesday and get up there at a decent hour. So, yeah, I believe that just from a wear and tear perspective, not playing last weekend allowed our guys to have a weekend free of anything, which I believe helped them.
So now you look at your season to date, 7-4 overall, 4-2 in the conference, and you had a week off to sort of tool things, as you were just talking about. Now you're back into the several weeks in a row here. What do you think right now is the strength of this BGSU hockey team? What are the things you do best, and what are the things that are not quite to that level?
Well, I would say the number one strength is the people in the locker room and the people involved in our program. You know that it's been about people for a long time around here, and we've got some really, really good people involved in our program, which I think 100% is our greatest asset. And then when we forecheck, when we get on teams and are doing things right, we're a difficult team to play against. And so when we're playing the game the way we call it, playing our way, which is getting in on the forecheck and being aggressive, we're a lot for teams to handle because we can skate and we've got depth and, you know, we've got a bunch of guys that will go. So when we get away from that, that's when we kind of become pedestrian and like a lot of other teams. So we're trying to encourage our guys we want to play as a team and play our way as much as possible. Our special teams, I think, are starting to trend the right way. You know, we talked earlier about our goals against average around here has always been really good, and our penalty kill has always been really good. And, you know, last couple of years, our power play has been where we want it to be. So hopefully at the end of the year, all those statistics look very similar to how they looked last year, because we do want to be a team that's really hard to score against. And, you know, if this past weekend is any indication, that's going the right way. Eric had a great weekend, and we only gave up the one goal all weekend. And then, you know, we'd like to see us score a few more times other than, we scored three times each game, which was pretty good. But I think there were more opportunities than that. We had probably enough opportunities to allow us to score more than three goals, but you also have to tip your hat to the other team and the other team's goaltender. So hopefully we can continue to create those kinds of opportunities, and we'll improve on our offensive, our goals for per game statistic. And then, you know, the special teams are always a work in progress, and you're never as good as you want to be on the special team. So hopefully we'll continue to work at that and be good. But it was a good special teams weekend for us. So I think, like, you know, the short answer is the people. And then when we get in on the forecheck, we're a difficult team to play against because we know we can skate.
You look at your weekend, you had 71 shots on goal, but I've heard you refer to them before as you guys grade those shots, grade A chances, that kind of thing. And from what you were just saying, it feels like maybe you had a lot of those that should have led to a higher goal production. So it wasn't just shots thrown at the net. You guys were getting good looks here.
Exactly, yeah. And the grade A chances on both nights were in our favor, and then the quality scoring chances were also in both, you know, in our favor on both nights. So creating those chances, and they're a team that hasn't given up a bunch of those. You know, we talked about their schedule. They played at Maine, who's playing real good, and that's a difficult place to play. And they played an Omaha team that's playing well right now, and, you know, the interstate rivalry with the Alaska Fairbanks team. So they played some good teams. They haven't given up a bunch. So they play hard. They defend hard. So hopefully, you know, last weekend was a good indication that we're going to continue to create. You know, if we can, we'd like to average, you know, 11 or more shots a period, and then we want to, you know, if we can have, you know, 20 to 25, you know, quality scoring chances, grade A attempts, we believe it's going to end up being a good night for us. So we did that both nights, which was good, and hopefully that's a trend we'll see continue.
Well, this weekend, the Lakers of Lake Superior State come in Friday and Saturday night at 7:07 at the Slater Family Ice Arena. Give us sort of the Cliff's Notes version of a scout of the Lakers, the team you'll face this weekend.
Well, they're another team. They had a great year last year, won over 20 games for the first time in a while, had the leading goal scorer in college hockey who's since graduated. So they had a lot of momentum going into this year, and they've played as difficult of a non-conference schedule as anybody we've seen. You know, they played Notre Dame real tough, and they haven't gotten the results that they wanted. You know, we look back, I think 3 weeks ago they played Notre Dame, and it was 5-2-4-3, and Notre Dame's number three in the country right now, so that was a really good non-conference road series for them, and they haven't had the results. They've kind of, I think everybody anticipated that their win-loss record at this point would be better than it is, but they play really hard. They defend really hard. They're maybe not as aggressive as, say, Alaska Anchorage was last weekend or the way we play. They're kind of a counterpunch team. They've always been really good on the power play. They've got some kids that were recruited to Lake Superior State because their skill set allows them to be real good on the power play, so we're going to have to be really good on the PK. And they're a team that's, you know, the results have struggled a little bit, so I think they're, you know, they're kind of backed into a corner, and you know, they would be nothing better for them to come down here and take a game or two from us. So we're going to have to try to be the best version of ourselves, which is what we talk about all the time, and make sure we're not so concerned with who we're playing, but how we're playing, I think, will be our goal this weekend.
Need to be locked in from the very beginning when a team comes in like that, that's for sure. Also, just a slight look ahead, the following weekend, Bowling Green will have a home-and-home with Notre Dame, And that home game would be on Saturday, November 30th, if you want to try and plan ahead for BG Hockey. This weekend, they host Lake Superior State, a WCHA contest. Coach, appreciate you coming here to Frickers and pinch hitting for us tonight. Good two wins in Alaska. Get two more this weekend at home.
Thanks a lot, Todd. I appreciate it.
That's BGSU Hockey Coach Ty Eigner joining us here at Frickers. We'll come back and wrap up the show next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food, Forts and Spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
It's time to be. Share a smile this season with favorites from Big B Coffee, like a peppermint stick mocha latte, hot, iced, or frozen. Hurry in today.
It's time to be.
Big B Coffee, located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza, and online at bigb.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online, with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Let's get Jets.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
We're back here at Frickers. Wrap up the program, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, and just some house cleaning items. We will be off next week as it pertains to the Coaches Show because of men's basketball, but then we'll start up again on Monday, December 2nd. It'll be all hoops with
Coach Huger and women's coach Robin Fralick. By the way, they are playing right now and handling Notre Dame College across the street at Stroh Center. So again, no coaches show next Monday. We're back at it Monday, December 2, all basketball with Coach Huger and Coach Fralick. It's a big weekend around here for BG Sports. The volleyball team will be hosting the Mid-American Conference Tournament at Stroh Center Thursday through Sunday. The BG volleyball team will play on Friday after closing the regular season strong, including knocking off top-seeded Miami. The Falcons await an opponent now for their Friday match. BG hosting the MAC tournament for volleyball by virtue of winning last year's tournament. So BG volleyball, a big weekend for them. Of course, we talked about BG hockey Friday night and Saturday night. They host Lake Superior State, 7:07 both nights at the Slater Family Ice Arena. As for BG basketball, we'll be back on the air Friday night from the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands. 8 o'clock tip time, Bowling Green against Western Kentucky. Our next broadcast, of course, is tomorrow night. BGSU football, the Falcons' home finale. They will entertain the Ohio Bobcats. Bobcats need a win to keep their bowl eligibility hopes alive. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show, and the Falcons and Bobcats kick it off at 7:30. That's going to wrap it up from here at Frickers tonight with the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. We'll be back tomorrow night. This is Todd Walker saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Big B Coffee. It isn't Big B without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.